Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. If you want to build a slingshot that brings in quick cash and sales for your business in as little as the next 7 days, I'm going to give you a simple framework that has worked for me and my clients time and time again at no cost to you. Go to factorone.io now and enter your email for immediate access. Once again, that's factorone.io. Today's guest is Ray Blakeney. Ray Blakeney is just your typical award-winning Filipino-American entrepreneur who grew up in Turkey and lives in Mexico. He has nearly two decades of a business experience that have included starting, growing, and leading over a dozen profitable companies, along with hundreds of staff from across the USA and Latin America. Ray, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey Josh, thanks for having me. The key for me is I actually spend more time planning my rest than I do planning my work. That has been the counterintuitive way for me to be super productive. So like I have my rest times, whether it be during the week, whether it be every few months, or whether it be every few years, where I just take periods of time off, plan way ahead, and like literally planned out like what trip I'm doing, what trip I'm not doing, where am I going, what am I going to do. I plan those as meticulously as I plan my businesses. And I think that's been the key to my success of launching dozens of successful businesses, some to seven, multiple to seven figures now.
So planning your rest, that's
Spend more
kind of
time on that.
contrarian.
Exactly.
Tell
Spend
me
more time on planning
more
your
about
rest.
that, because I got to tell you, I've recorded more than 200 episodes of the Do Zone, and nobody's ever said that. So you got me on that one. Definitely, most people wouldn't think of that. Tell me more about how that works and why it's important.
Absolutely. So I learned this like a lot of entrepreneurs do the hard way, right? So when I started my first business back in 2006, wow, I dated myself. I thought it was all about the hustle and working and, just you work for 10 years, never take any time off, and then maybe you'll be successful and start enjoying the fruits of your labors. I was in my mid-20s at the time. You can kind of pull that off up to a certain amount of time, but I went, I think, 2 years without days off. And back then it was a chain of language schools that we used to own in Mexico, like brick and mortar businesses. And we went through a period of about 100 days where I didn't have a single day off. Like on the weekends, I would do tours and I would work Monday through Friday, all the rest of it. I thought I was doing it. And then I just almost collapsed, like health issues and all the rest of it. It was my wife who came up to me and said, I didn't ask you, but on Sunday, we're leaving to an all-inclusive resort and we're going to spend a week there. And I'm like, no, we have so much work to do. She doesn't, it's already paid for. And you talk to the staff. My wife and I have started multiple businesses together. So she was like my partner at the time. And she's like, we're talking to staff, we're going. And I'm like, I'm not tired. I can do this. I went to to that resort, and I'd never been to an all-inclusive before. Like, I was a backpacker, but dude, youth hostels. I'm like, all-inclusive is for the lazy people. I'm like, it's so boring. Why would you go and do that kind of thing? I
Gringos.
remember it's for gringos. Exactly. I'm like, why would you go and do that? So we went there the first day. I went out to the pool. It was nice. All the food, everything was taken care of. Then we went back to the room, and I crashed for 15 hours. I usually sleep like six or 7 hours a night. Like 15 hours, I passed out. And then I woke up the next day. We went to the pool. And I love, I enjoy reading. So I spent like 12 hours reading, went back, so for like another 14 hours. Then I woke up the next day, went to the pool, read it. We did this for about 4 or 5 days. It was a 7 day trip. By day five, I could not wait to get back to work. And I didn't realize how exhausted I was until it got called out in that kind of situation. So ever since then, we actually plan as soon as we're done with these 1 weeks, we do these 1 week off. And like off is not going and doing tours. Off is like literally sitting there and doing nothing for about 7 days. We plan them in advance. So like, I already know when my next one is and I know the one after that. It's all planned in advance. And we do mini ones in between, like even for work and relationships. For example, my wife and I at least once a year have a 3 day weekend where we go away with, we have a son with my wife, we love each other, but like 3 day weekend, just go somewhere else, be by yourself and just do it. Some people need a break. You just need a little time to yourself, no matter how well things are going, to do it. So we have all these rituals and plans even within the week, a few hours here, a few hours there, and it's all meticulously planned out in order for us to get that rest, which makes us much more productive in our work every single day.
That's awesome. And I love how you're planning kind of for the reward so that you
That's it.
can do all the work that you need to get to that reward. And you better be productive during this time because you're going to go get the reward. And if you didn't produce, you're going to feel a little guilty. But hey, that's how it works. Makes
the
sense.
Week you get back from that 1 week vacation, I promise you, if you haven't done it before, will be the most productive week you have had in months, if not years. Like, I get more done the week after that 6 months off than I would have done like trucking, you know, just soldiering my way through a month. Like, in that week, I'm just so refreshed that I just blow through any kind of work that I have to do because I'm super rested. I've been like eager to get back. I'm lucky. I love what I do. So it's not like I go back and do a job I hate, but I go in there, I kind of take care of it. And I come back and I make up more than that week. Like, I'm now a month ahead. Like, it's awesome.
So talk to us a little bit about the idea of building a blueprint for your own life. And I think planning your rest is kind of part of that blueprint, but tell me a little bit more about why is that so important for us?
Absolutely. So also learn the hard way, like a lot of entrepreneurs and people do. But the key here is that when we're focusing on our business, we only focus on our business. And the older we get, there's other aspects to life, like health, like relationships, and honestly, fun, right? Most of us, like, that's not part of our plan. Fun is what happens when everything else gets done and we have free time. It's not actually something we plan most of the time, right? So what I call those the four columns of life, the four pillars of life. And I started doing this a few years ago myself. And I've started planning every single one of those things out. So the way that I normally do it is you kind of go into your health, health, financial, fun, and relationships, right? And I write down where everything is right now. And I call those bricks. So you kind of go into each one of those, like, how are you doing? How's your relationship with your spouse? How's your relationship with your kid, your parents, your kid, all that kind of stuff. Go into financial, whatever your financial is looking like. Be brutally honest if it's good or bad. Put it in there. What does your health look like? Which is health is physical, mental, and spiritual health. Like, you know, list those things all out. And then after that, go into fun. What are you doing for fun? Honestly, when I work through a lot of people with this, like, you go to that column and there's like blank. They're like, I don't do anything for fun. I don't have any time right now. Then what we do is we go out 9 years in the future and I say, in the perfect world, what would you be doing? What would all these things look like in 9 years? And that's usually a really revealing exercise because most people, maybe they have like a 9-year financial goal, business goal. What's your health goal in 9 years? If you're healthy right now, you probably don't have one. You know, we only come up with health goals when you have health problems, right? You don't come up with health goals when you're kind of young and healthy. So put that in there. What is your relationship goal? Same thing. If you're in a relationship right now, your goal is like, my relationship's fine. You don't set goals for the relationship. You just assume it's going to stay the same. And nothing stays the same. I mean, that's the nature of the universe, right? Nothing stays the same. Relationships take work and everything else does as well.
Well, that's an interesting point because somebody starts off the new year. I'm not a big New Year's resolutions guy, mm-hmm. but they may have a New Year's resolution. I want to lose weight. I want to lose 20 pounds or whatever. That's my weight loss goal. But if you're already in good shape, you don't have a weight maintenance goal.
That's exactly it. So what I call those two things. So we have the four pillars and then each one of those is a brick. And I call one the maintenance brick and the other one the growth brick. But some of them are maintenance bricks. I have a great relationship with my spouse. Okay. So what we do is we do 9-year, 3-year, 1 year, kind of we break it down for that. And then we work through the whole thing. We figure out your mission, your vision, your values. This is what I did. You know, you want to make sure you kind of stay in your values, what I call guardrails, so that when you get to these things, you kind of keep your moral, you keep yourself while you're doing it. And there's no right or wrong answer. If your thing is, I want to make billions of dollars and I don't care if I crush people, that's not the wrong answer. But, you know, I probably wouldn't work with you. But regardless, you know, everybody's got different goals in doing those kind of things. And the interesting thing is when I work people through this, it's most people don't ever plan that. Like a lot of these things, like I've never thought about it before. Money, most people have. Like that's what, you know, if you grew up in the West and a lot of societies, like we all plan out like 401ks and finances and how much money your business is going to make and all the rest of it. We don't plan out anything else. And it's a shame because a lot of life, that's where a lot of life happens outside of the office. If you're lucky enough to do what you do, you still spend 40 hours there. But I have a 4-year-old. He's not going to be four next year. He's not going to be four the year. You know, he's never going to be four again. I want to spend time and enjoy that right now. What do I want to be when, he, you know, what's the relationship going to be like when he's 13? I have, you know, something I'd like it to be. I don't have full control over when we get there. But at least, like, I have a goal, and I'm going to constantly work towards, you know, having a strong relationship with my son. Same with my wife. We've been happily married 17 years. I work at it. You know, anybody who's married who's listening to this, I blame a little side tangent. I blame Disney on most of the divorces in the US because it had taught us as we were growing up that the hard part was beating the dragon and saving the princess and then you get married. No, no, no. The hard part actually starts after that. Like, I mean, as soon as you get married, like that's when the real battle starts, right? Like, I mean, it's battle might not be the right word, but you have to compromise. You're growing, you're going in different directions. You have to talk all the time. The easy part was getting to marriage. The hard part starts after that. And so you have to work at it. Even if things are great now, you still have to work at it because things won't be there. And everything in life, I found that that's how you get to success. Work at it.
Excellent. And so, Ray, tell us a little bit more about what you do, who's a good candidate to engage with you, and how they can learn more.
Absolutely. So what do I do? That's, well, we only have a few minutes left. That will take a little longer. But
Exactly. Last one of the day, so you take as long.
That's all good. So as you can tell, I like to talk, so I could go off on a tangent. What do? I build companies, and then I actually help. Just recently started helping other people build companies, but doing it in a way that you don't sacrifice your life, your health, and your fun while you're doing it. So I've successfully built 22 profitable companies in the last 17 years.
Nice.
When I initially started sending these out, I said, oh, it's about a dozen because I never bothered to count. But my assistant made me go sit down and actually count. And I actually came up with them, like 22. And I have a list. If you want, go to my website, rayblakeney.com, rayblakeney.com. You go to the bottom and I actually listed out how much more or less their MRR was in each one. So profitable is not $1 million companies. Some of them just made $1,000 a month, but some of them made hundreds of thousands of dollars a month and everything in between, almost entirely bootstrapped while they were there. I'm happy to say I've been married for 17 years. I work out every day. I volunteer to teach martial arts in the afternoon. I've traveled around the world and speak at conferences. I have no major health issues and I'm generally in good health. I give a lot of credit to like consciously trying to do these things. Like, you know, a lot of plan, not everything works out as planned, but I actually do. I planned a lot of this stuff out. I think a lot more people could reach success and whatever that means to them, if they actually plan it out. So generally what I do is I work with small businesses, usually in the mid six figures range, and I help them scale to seven figures and beyond as a coach. But I actually tell everybody I work with as a coach that you're my client, your business is not. So I do, you know, I do executive coaching and I also run three companies at the same time. So, you know, executive coaching is my side hustle for my side hustle for my side hustle. I work with 10 clients at a time, maximum, excuse me. And that's it for now. I'm probably going to launch another company in the next 6 months, so it might be four companies pretty soon. But I'm a player coach is what I tell people, or I'm a coach player depending on which order you happen to go in. I run companies and I do that. So you can find more information about me if you're interested at rayblakeney.com. I tell people I am a geek and a nerd, so be prepared when you go to my website. There will be a lot of geek and nerd references when you go there. That's why I love that. I love business. So if you love both of those, want to grow a great business around a great life, and you're kind of interested in working with somebody at this point, at this interview, I am full of clients, but you can kind of get on a wait list. And when I, you know, have space, you can kind of get on there. I'd be happy to work with you.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Ray Blakeney, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how he gets stuff done and has a blueprint for his life and plans for rest. You can connect with him directly by going to rayblakeney.com. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie and tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do in the do zone. And one more time, if you need a quick injection of cash in your business so you can get some momentum now, go to factor1.io. Now let's talk about building that slingshot. Know this, you are factor one for your own success. Now let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.